You may have heard our conversation about a month ago with Marcus Pukkonen of Toronto. He had just started a five-year adventure circling the globe, all without any kind of motorized transportation. He can bike, paddle, walk, ride an animal, but no planes or trains or automobiles are allowed. Marcus's idea is to demonstrate a more environmentally friendly way to travel, and he's calling the campaign Routes of Change, or Routes of Change, R-O-U-T-S-E, not roots as in tree roots, but Routes of Change. When we last heard from him at the end of July, Marcus had paddled up the Trent Severn waterway to Lake Simcoe, and we're checking in with him today. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a bit exhausted. Had a really long day yesterday.
Okay, so tell us where you are, first of all.
I'm in Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, you're in Sault Ste. Marie. So why was yesterday a long day?
Well, about 3 days ago, I switched my craft from the canoe to a pedaling trimaran that you're able to sail. And there was zero wind yesterday, so I had to pedal all day. And I had a place to stay here in Sault Ste. Marie, so I really wanted to get here, but it meant pedaling about 12 hours yesterday.
A pedaling trimaran, now I've seen pedaling vehicles that are small, but I'm assuming this is like a canoe.
Body is about the size of a kayak, and then it has two amas or outriggers, it's pretty small, but it goes well. It's just not super fast.
It's a lot of work to pedal in the water for a day.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in? You said you just recently switched this. I want to talk about how you've been traveling, because the mode of transportation and the limits you've set on yourself are so interesting. So what did you switch from before? What did you switch off from? What were you using before the trimaran?
So from Toronto, I've been paddling a canoe. And since we last spoke, my plan was to go all the way up to Trent Severn in the canoe, but I actually decided to change plans.
Why?
And I portaged from the Severn River up to Lake Muskoka. It involved about 10 different portages, and the longest one being about 3 kilometers to get to Gravenhurst. And I did that just because it meant I'd have less time on the large waters of Georgian Bay, and because it looked like a very interesting route. I wasn't sure if it was actually possible, but it worked out well.
So it gave you more a chance to see more of what you wanted to see in terms of landscape?
Exactly, yeah. And it also enabled me to go down a different river, which was really beautiful. It was the Moon River. And I actually had switched two different paddling partners. I had one for 4 days and then another for 4 days. And as we went down the Moon River, it was absolutely beautiful, but there wasn't a lot of water in it because they have a dam that diverts the water into another river. And it was absolutely beautiful, but apparently it's also a bit of a haven for rattlesnakes.
Oh,
so on a couple different occasions, I nearly stepped on them. Thankfully, they have that lovely rattling sound that warns you, and did not get bit. But my friend, he actually discovered them first, and he jumped up in the air and screamed like a little girl, and ended up sharing the tent with me for the rest of the time that he was with me.
I feel his pain. Actually, that would really scare me.
Yeah.
Because you never know where they're going to end up at night. So that's memorable. What are some of the other memorable challenges that you've had so far? You said you've had two different partners. We'll explain the partners thing coming up, because I want to sort of recap what you're doing and why. But what are some of the memorable, I don't know, challenges, adventures you've had so far?
Well, after the Moon River, we went through Massasauga Park, and I said goodbye to my friend who I'd actually been I went to high school with, and the day after he left, or the day he left, I actually had some of the gnarliest weather, just paddling out of Parry Sound across the bay there, just outside of Kilbure National Park. I was paddling into a really strong headwind and pretty large waves where half my boat was flying out of the water, and it got my nerves up pretty good there. I was pretty scared for a bit, and then the next day I actually met a friend that went to university with my dad, and he's 74 years old, and he paddled with me from Kilbure Park all the way up to Killarney, and he actually outperformed my my young friend there. He paddled for longer hours, and we put in longer kilometers than the other guys. So I guess getting old is not an excuse to not do stuff like this.
I guess not. That's that is impressive. I know people who are 72 and they're in great shape. So so they'll vote for people over 70 there being physical. What about wildlife? Any besides the rattlesnakes? Any wildlife sightings?
I have not come across any bears. I did see a deer hop off an island right in front of me and start swimming, and he was swimming a good 3 kilometers to shore. So it's pretty fascinating to see how far they can swim and how well they can swim. I wanted to go say hello, but I decided to keep my distance because I thought he might get nervous and panic and paddle hard and maybe tire himself out.
Do you have a camera with you? Are you taking? I know you're blogging a little bit on this, but
I do have a camera. Yeah. And I'm actually I'm trained as a filmmaker, so I'm going to be creating a film at the end of this, but also webisodes as I go. And actually, just up until 3 days ago, I had a quadcopter with me.
Yep.
Basically a drone that I could get aerial footage from. But when I arrived in Blind River, I paddled straight through the night. So I paddled, I think, 22 out of 27 hours because I was trying to dodge some bad weather that was coming, and it was going to be a calm night. So I figured it'd be a good idea to get some paddling in the dark, and it was a beautiful night. But while I was doing that, I was realizing that I had paddled over 100 days, over 7 hours for over 100 days in the past year. In the fall, I had done a trip down the Mississippi River with One Northwest, and so I was thinking, you know, it might be time for a change. And I came into Blind River, met some amazing people, and shortly after, they offered me this trimaran. So I couldn't really refuse to switch up the mode of transportation.
How are people reacting to your journey?
You know, it's just been absolutely amazing. I mean, meeting people and just the amazing reception that I have everywhere is constantly sort of reinvigorating, rejuvenating my faith in humanity. I just feel like if we could use all the good sort of energy that everybody has on this planet to work together, I feel like nothing is impossible. No problem is too big facing our human race. And people, yeah, it's just amazing. It seems like the farther north I go, no offense to Toronto, that people are just more and more welcoming.
We don't take offense here in Toronto. It's a big city. I would hope. Now the trip is called Roots of Change, R-O-U-T-E-S. Again, I'm emphasizing that because roots as in travel, because part of it is to spread an environmental message about sustainable travel. Are you getting much opportunity to get the word out about that? Are you having a sense that people are listening to it? Is there sort of a momentum building?
You know, that's just a very small part. That's sort of the obvious thing, that I am traveling around the planet without a motor, and maybe I can inspire somebody to take a bike to work or walk to work. But the bigger thing is just inspiring people to make positive changes in their life and inspiring people to support people who are creating really positive change on the planet, whether that be greening up their space around their house or helping out people in need. I feel like there's so many people doing amazing things who could really use support, and generally people don't really know about these amazing organizations. So my goal is sort of to use the trip as a way to raise support for these little-known organizations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, definitely the message is getting out there. I mean, as we get into the school year, my plan is to do presentations at schools all throughout the voyage, so the message will get out there even more.
Right. And I notice when you write on your blog about sort of overcoming fear, taking a step into the unknown, this also seems to be kind of a personal message that you're putting out there as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think what holds a lot of people back is just fear of what happens when you take that first step towards your dreams. And there's obviously some risk involved, but I feel like if you take that first step, generally, the world opens up to you if you open up to it, and the world will help you out. I mean, if you ask the universe for something, generally the universe provides, and it's just amazing to see.